look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Boy, you came into my life, I missed you so bad, I missed you so bad, I missed you so, so bad. Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad, and you should know that, so call me maybe.
Hey, just a quick shout out. We know you're calling in on our request line, but we can't seem to get the phones working correctly. They're a little kludgy, but we're trying to get it squared away.
Seeing another chico, and baby, you know know that he can't go down like me. And you know that the nigga can't freak like me. So mommy tell me one little thing. How deep is your love for me? Rican, I see the way you wiggle, the way you move your body. He can't make it get wetter than me, but I bet you keep telling you he better than me. Ooh, you know that he can't go down like me. You know that he ain't no freak like me. So baby, tell me one little thing. How deep is your love for me?
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon. Actually, good. No, it is that. Good afternoon, Frank. Where's Frank? Frank took off too. What's going on around here?
I'm here.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Dee. I am working for my good friend Harrison, and his show is Stranger Waves. So I'm going to be covering him today till 1 o'clock because he's on an assignment. And Frank, you want to jump on? Go ahead.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the phone system? I can't figure that out.
I have no idea. I saw that a call was coming in, and normally, I mean, I've answered phones here, no problem, a while back, before the pandemic, and when somebody calls in, it's one of those is supposed to flash.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And that tells you which one to pick up, which one to answer. Nothing's flashing. Nobody's number is showing up.
Yeah, your number didn't come up on the board either.
Yeah, we even tested it with my phone. My number didn't even come up on the board.
Yeah.
So we have no idea which one to answer.
Well, we can maybe...
It's supposed to flash to tell you.
We can try again after.
Yeah,
songs gone. You know.
The channel is supposed to flash, and there's like a couple of them there to tell you which one to pick up.
Well, Frank, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If somebody in the public wanted to tune in and listen to us, how do they do that?
Well, they simply go to WMFO.org.
All right.
91.5 FM and streaming live worldwide on the web.
That's right.
At WMFO.org.
That's right.
All right. And it's the best station right now in the country.
I tell them right now, I says, click on listen. And then people say, then what do I do? There's that little small diamond arrow you can't see. I have to expand the thing, you know.
Yeah, anyway. And you got to tell them if they want to listen to the archive, it's blue, the little blue link.
Okay.
And you click on that, and it's good for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And okay, I really like that feature.
Can they download that if it's a general public?
I don't know. All I know is it's it's good for 2 weeks. Then it disappears after that.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there's a way, but I'm not sure right now.
Well, you're listening to me, DJ D, and FR, Ultimate Rock Radio. We are together. It takes two of us to cover my good friend Harrison. I mean, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, Stranger Waves.
I don't know. I hope we can do it.
Well, we'll give it a shot. That's all we can do, right?
I know, yeah.
And I think he likes some Grateful Dead. I think I heard him play a few times.
Yeah, I guess I could do that for him.
A little bit, yeah. I'm not sure. I know there's some mellow stuff in there. I'm not sure of the names.
All right.
Yeah, but I tuned in a few times, and I liked it. I liked the show.
You know what, Frank? Why don't you tell him about, Madness Mondays and, tell him about all the DJs and stuff, right?
Yeah, now that Daryl's on Monday, and I went back to Monday, and we have some newbies, actually right before me. We have Next Door Neighbor, and that's with Mia and Nick, and they're on between 9 and 10. And then I come in, and they play a lot of mellow music, which is good, and all kinds of music, but it's not really on the hard rock, heavy metal side, but it's catchy. It's good stuff. And then I come in, I rock the place out. And my show is called Ultimate Rock Radio. But then again, I play mellow stuff, too. It's not all rock and hard rock, heavy metal. I'm really versatile. I mean, the title, Ultimate Rock Radio, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of noise, but it isn't. You know, I try to, really, blend in all different genres. But they got to be catchy. It has to be catchy stuff. And, I like songs with hooks. And then right after me, you've got Dance Music Express with the man right here that's with me right now, DJ D.
Thank you very much. Well, and a nice
I'm telling you, you're going to hear his show. There's no way you can sit down. You're going to get up, move, and then he's got the pre-noontime workout.
Yeah, but Today I'm going to probably, on Harrison's show, I might just do a little noontime workout because we're going to do some of his music that you give me some guidance on that.
Yep.
And then I'll kick it up and I got to get my gang out there and walking around and, get a little exercise going.
There you go. Yeah.
That's what we have
to just
do.
Anything. Just get up, do something around the house, crank the tunes up.
Yeah.
It keeps you moving, get a little exercise, burn some calories, or you could even do some aerobics. Well, whatever you want to do, as long as you crank it up and just keep moving.
That's right. That's
you burn those calories. You got to keep your body in shape, okay? Mm-hmm. You got to condition it for old age, all right?
Yep.
I'm not saying we're old, and I actually don't even feel my age, to be honest.
Did you take the mirrors out of your house? Because you better put them back in if you really want to know the truth.
No, I broke them all.
Don't
just
blame
me. Just by looking at them.
Yeah.
No, anyway, you take care of yourself, and then hopefully you won't have to be so dependent on people, excuse me, when you get older.
I know.
You can things for yourself.
It's
but
tough.
You need to condition your body now.
Yeah.
And the way you do that is with cardiovascular exercise, mm-hmm. walking, if you can jog, jogging is good too.
Yep.
Or both, like jogging and walking at the same time.
Absolutely.
And lift a little bit of weights, for your arms, try to balance it out. Because you're walking, you're not really doing anything for your arms.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to lift some dumbbells too.
Yeah.
And I'm no gym expert or anything like that, but I know that's what you got to do. I do a lot of reading, and you got to do that now so you'd be okay when you get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I get my shoes shined, I'm so overweight. I got to take the guy's word for it. Here we go. The Grateful Dead. Good Lovin'.
All right.
DJ D. Frank Rosano. Ultimate Rock Radio.
Dance Music Express.
Well, Harrison, Stranger Waves.
Renew.
Oh, so bad. So I asked my family doc about what I had. I said, now, doc.
Doctor.
Mr. MD.
Doctor.
Oh, can you tell me?
Doctor.
What's it in me?
Doctor.
He said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually it doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
And a public service announcement right here from WMFO 91.5 in Boston. I can't stress the importance of that PSA. When you're online, you got to be paying attention to who you're communicating with. Don't be sending your pictures and all that fancy stuff. You could be putting yourself into a lot of bad situations and not even knowing that you're doing it, but you could really get yourself in a compromised, bad situation. So always be careful online. Don't be putting out your personal information and stuff. It's just not a good thing to do. Frank, your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. In this day and age, you have to be careful. You don't want to give out too much information.
I know.
Right? Because there's bad people out there. You might try to get it and do bad things.
I have a lot of my DJs are all females, and I hand out the brochure, and the one particular girl on it, she's a weightlifter, bench presses 250 pounds, right?
Wow.
Yeah, and she's absolutely stunning. And I gave the card out to a fellow, and he's looking at it, and he looks back at me and goes, can I just have her, you know, DJ alone without you? I said, no, you can't do that. You know, I think I told my I was her husband.
Oh.
I should have said I'm her grandfather is what I should have said.
Yeah.
But it's you don't know the intention of these people.
Of course,
you know you gotta be careful. I don't know. I just
definitely.
And another thing they do is during the holidays, all the pictures and all that stuff. Don't be sending that stuff out. You know who's looking at that stuff.
Right.
And then they take the picture and they make fake websites using your photographs. It's just it's terrible.
Yeah,
I see a lot of stuff at home on the YouTube that. They take advantage of the elderly, and they say, you know, yes, you're calling Amazon support, or you're calling, you know, XYZ company support, you know, and then they get people to let them access into their computer, and they wipe out their accounts.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's sad.
It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
And I heard something about if you upload a picture to Facebook,
mm-hmm.
they have the rights to your picture now.
Probably.
Yep.
Yeah. Probably.
I don't know. Maybe I'm sure they're not going to do anything with it, but they supposedly have the rights to your pictures up on Facebook. That's what I heard. Nobody knows that, you know.
The one I was just talking about, Megan, she put me on the Instagram thing. She goes, you know, you need to be on Instagram. I said, Instagram? What's Instagram? I don't know what that is, you know.
Yeah, I don't have an account either.
Yeah. Well, I got it now thanks to her. And I get all these, I got like 500 people following me. Half of them I don't even know.
Really?
And even my nephew, who's a computer IT guy, he said, you know, you got more people following you than I do. And I don't know what it is. Maybe they see some of the stuff I post with the events and stuff. But, you know, I don't respond to half of them. I don't know. And I got one, you know, hi, how are you? And I said, I don't know you. I ain't talking to you.
Yeah,
forget
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
she could be one of those.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
All right, so what else is happening? We are covering for our good friend. We love him, Harrison, Stranger Waves. He does a lot of nice music here. He does, what's his genre?
You know, I haven't heard his show a lot, but I heard it a few times, mm-hmm. and I thought I heard some live Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And, my mind is going blank, but there was some good music in there. It sounded mm-hmm. like, it was kind of mellowish.
Yeah.
But I remember the Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it was his show. I mean, there's so many shows. I could be getting mixed up. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it was his show.
Yeah.
And I'll listen again maybe sometime, and if you have to sub again, I'll see if I can jot a few songs
we'll jump
down.
In. Yeah, so I enjoy working. It's kind of fun. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we got our phone matter squared away.
Yeah, yeah.
My good friend over there in the production studio, she picked up the phone. I got scared. I was like, oh, my God.
That's the music director, I think. I'm pretty sure it's the music director. Yeah. She's a great person. Very, very kind, great person. And it's great to have her on board.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a great team this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I like it when the new gang comes in. It's just, they're all great, you know. I miss Ella, though. I love my Ella.
Oh, Ella, yeah.
Ella did a lot of gigs with me. Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is she still going to be doing gigs with you?
Yeah, she was supposed to do the fundraiser the other day, but she was assigned on her regular job, which, you know, I don't want to create any conflict. Do your regular job. But, you know, if absolutely. If I have some time, you know, or if she's free, yes, she'll definitely be involved. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Nice kid.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They don't come any better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart. I'm telling you. Just a real, real quality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's what you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And plus, she's a musician.
Oh, yeah, so she's a drummer. Yeah. Did you know that?
Drummer. Yeah, with the family.
The family has a band, right?
Yeah, so.
I haven't been invited to the big barbecue every year. I'm going to have to talk to that girl about that. I just remembered. I forgot. Yeah, she's a sweetheart. And let's see, what about our girls in the morning? Tell them about Madness Monday. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Madness Monday, then we got Rosano. I was going to say Rosano Radio, but that's no longer here. That's Ultimate Rock Radio.
Yeah.
Then you've got DJD kicking it with the new pre-noontime workout. And then we got our good friend Harrison, who kind of gets us all back to reality and calms us down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
very unique show, I have to admit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eclectic, you know, the exact term of that. And that's an enjoyable show. So we begin with Next Door Neighbor, and that's between 9 and 10 and with Mia and Nick. And then I come on Ultimate Rock Radio with yours truly right here, me, FR. And then you got Dance Music Express to really get you going with dance music. All right? He's not going to let you sit down. You're going to get up. You're going to burn calories. You're going to lose weight. And you're just going to do it up. Have a good time.
Yeah. And then
and he's good friend. He's a great DJ, too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you're
welcome.
Frank. Yeah, I've been around a long time.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. Yeah, you can tell. It shows.
Yeah. And then I have been fortunate to have shared the stage with many professional artists. I was on stage with Maurice Starr. And Maurice was Michael. Yeah.
Backstreet Boys? Or which ones? I forget.
Michael Jackson's promoter.
Oh, Michael Jackson. Okay, promoter.
And then Evelyn Champagne King, Tavares, and
wow.
Yeah, quite a few. Yeah,
you with all the biggies.
Harold Melvin's Blue Nuts. I know, but look, most of our audience, if they're younger, they're like, who are those people?
No, they wouldn't know them.
No,
maybe,
I know.
I mean, while the younger generation that really gets into music a lot, reads up a lot on the older music, they might know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the music these the younger jocks here play is just this incredible stuff. It's beautiful.
Yeah, there's a lot of it I never heard. So it's going both ways, you
absolutely.
Know. There's a younger generation, I'm hearing a lot of music, never heard it, but I like it, you know. And then I'm sure we're introducing new music to the younger generation,
that's
too.
Right. That's
you know,
right.
The music that we grew up with. So it's kind of like going both ways, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
So they introduce us, we introduce them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, why don't you tell them a little bit about, WMFO and all of our variety of music and all the jocks here. I mean, we've got music 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. It's 24/7 and all different kinds of shows, all different genres. I wish I had a list in front of me. I don't, but I would name them all off, but I can't remember them all. You just have to tune in at any time. You take a shot, and I guarantee you're gonna like what you hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's so much variety involved, you know, with this station, WMFO. It's incredible. Like, I just like, it's like spinning the wheel. I'm driving, well, let me put MFO on, boom, and then, oh, wow, that sounds great.
Yeah.
You know, I never know what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
And I like that feeling.
I love the streaming aspect. I have listeners in China, Hong Kong. I did a couple of weddings over there, one in Hong Kong, one in Guangzhou. Oh, it was great. And the one fellow, I said, what do you want me to play? He goes, Lady Gaga. That's all he would say. What is that? Lady Gaga. And I knew, I said, I got you. I know what you want. So I hooked him up. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm pretty strong in Italy. And I promoted a few artists over the years, and you know, down in Tennessee and Steve Sweeney down to the Cape. I produced his number. I didn't produce it, but I played his number one song here. Went number one right here on MFO. It was great.
Yeah. What was that song again? I forget.
I'm sorry?
Rings a Bell, the name of that tune?
Steve Sweeney's Country Music.
Oh, the Country Music, yeah. Yeah. He had a hit, right? A couple of hits?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. He's still around. In fact, his promoter...
And you produced that?
I helped, yes.
Yeah, one of them?
Yes. Nice. His promoter is going to get involved with the fundraiser, the Cystic Fibrosis fundraisers, because she's promoted some heavy hitters in the business.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, yeah. That's great.
Yep.
Yeah. It's good to know. It's good to know those type of people, you know?
Absolutely.
You never know when you're going to need them.
Yeah.
And hopefully they help you.
Yeah.
I don't know how they couldn't. How could somebody not help DJ D? Right?
What are you looking for? A free lunch or something? Come on. What are you kidding me?
I told you, filet mignon, mushroom sauce.
Well, that's right. I forgot your adopted son's going out with you guys tonight. I forgot.
There you go.
All right, Frank. Well, I think we're going to kick it for a little bit, but maybe a little high energy, some dance music.
Sure.
I'll do some online mixing live on air.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And maybe I'll have you do the mixing.
Well, I could, yeah. If you want, yeah. I'll get in on that.
All right.
Give it a shot.
Dance Music Express.
I'm an adventurer.
You're in the mix with DJ D.
All right. We'll be right back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a few more minutes and I'm out of here. I want to shout out to Frank Rosano from Ultimate Rock Radio for joining me today, giving me a big hand. And my good friend Harrison, Stranger Waves. We covered him. We took good care of him. I hope he's happy. And how about our girls in the morning, Frank?
Oh, yeah, that's Mia and Nick, next door neighbor. And if you're around, tune into their show because I guarantee you'll like it. And I'll tell you, Daryl, it was a pleasure being here today, helping you out and everything, and I had a great time.
Thank you much. I greatly appreciate it. Oh, and don't forget, WMFO Medford. Catch you next time. We love you. All right, gang, it's that time. I'm out of here. Elephant Loaf's up next. Lena and Luke. All right, my good friends Lena and Luke, they're coming up. They're leaving me. I'm out of here, y'all. I'll catch you next time. Shout out to everybody. Thank you for letting us entertain you. God bless. We love you.